Zadanie drugie.
1. Listen, you know, just as we all do, that this is an old building and the walls are very thin. You keep telling everyone else here that they're loud and insist that they apologize every time. And then, when it's your party, you behave as if no one else lived here. It's been like this for years and I'm fed up. Either you stop the party right now or I'm calling the police. Two.
I'm Izzy Tomlinson. It may seem strange, but I'm interested in unpleasant noises, for example, fingernails scratching down a blackboard. Together with Professor Trevor Cox, an acoustics engineer, we want to test people's reactions to such sounds. I'll try to find out why some people react differently to the same type of noise, or why they find some noises more unpleasant than others.
Three. If, like me, you're easily upset by noise, you may find noise stoppers useful in many situations. I've used them, and I can honestly say that they have saved me from many sleepless nights. You may also try the so-called white noise CDs. Actually, they don't block irritating sounds. They simply cover them up with more pleasant sounds, such as ocean waves or birds singing in the distance. Four.
Can you imagine trying to relax with planes flying low over your head day and night? This happened to me when we were away. The hotel we stayed in was fine, but when booking the trip, we didn't know we would have to stay so close to the airport. Believe it or not, we had to stop talking when a plane was landing or taking off. Even car alarms sometimes went off when a 747 jumbo jet went over. We went there to relax, and there was no chance.
1. Listen, you know, just as we all do, that this is an old building and the walls are very thin. You keep telling everyone else here that they're loud and insist that they apologize every time. And then, when it's your party, you behave as if no one else lived here. It's been like this for years and I'm fed up. Either you stop the party right now or I'm calling the police. 2.
I'm Izzy Tomlinson. It may seem strange, but I'm interested in unpleasant noises, for example, fingernails scratching down a blackboard. Together with Professor Trevor Cox, an acoustics engineer, we want to test people's reactions to such sounds. I'll try to find out why some people react differently to the same type of noise, or why they find some noises more unpleasant than others.
3. If, like me, you're easily upset by noise, you may find noise stoppers useful in many situations. I've used them, and I can honestly say that they have saved me from many sleepless nights. You may also try the so-called white noise CDs. Actually, they don't block irritating sounds. They simply cover them up with more pleasant sounds, such as ocean waves or birds singing in the distance. 4.
Can you imagine trying to relax with planes flying low over your head day and night? This happened to me when we were away. The hotel we stayed in was fine, but when booking the trip, we didn't know we would have to stay so close to the airport. Believe it or not, we had to stop talking when a plane was landing or taking off. Even car alarms sometimes went off when a 747 jumbo jet went over. We went there to relax, and there was no chance.